Questions for the players?
This is for Jared and Sam. I was wondering if you guys could just talk about the evolution of the team defense this year. I know, it's a little bit different from last year when you guys led the country in scoring defense, but how do you think it's progressed, and do you like where things are at this stage?
Yeah, I think we've made some solid improvements from, you look back at a game like Florida or, some of our early games, even Creighton, they put up, pretty big scoring numbers on us. And I think we've done a lot better job of helping each other, rotating defensively. When one guy steps up to help, we've done a better job of, if a big guy steps up to help, the guards are, wrapping back in and deflecting passes and doing all those things that, sticking their nose in there and being aggressive and, knocking balls off guys' legs, stuff like that. And, those are things we got to do, and, there's still room for improvement, but we've definitely made some strides.
Yeah, I think obviously we've made some strides. I mean, coaches, putting that into us every day and stressing on that. And for myself included, I mean, that's something I got to get a lot better at, and something that, I beat myself up about, just because I want to be a good defender for this team, but there's times where I feel like I'm letting the guys down and myself down. So, we just got to keep working and, get better at those things.
Jim.
Not bad, guys.
I'll go with Ben. Cal had 23 turnovers the other day. The Rascal had 19 today. Do you put anything in? I mean, do you take anything from that? Are you guys doing a better job of forcing turnovers than maybe you had leading up to this point?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, we just got to live and die by what we know, and that's sticking to the rules. And like you said, that's why this team is we're getting better at helping and recovering or picking up for the next guy if something goes wrong. So from day one to where we are now, it's better, but there's still more room for improvement. But just, just staying solid defensively. Just at the end of the day, just stay solid.
For Jared and Ben, what did you guys do to try and slow down Justin Simmons? He seemed like a pretty talented guard, but obviously had a pretty rough night tonight, so how did you kind of keep him off kilter?
Just kind of doing the same things we always do, try to force him into tough shots. If he was coming off ball screens, try to show a little help. The guards stay on the chase with him. Try to force him into tough shot. There's no secrets to what we do. Really just sticking to our rules.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the same things you just said.
Sam, sometimes guys are coming off the bench, they say being able to watch the game for a few minutes kind of lets them get a feel for the game. Is that something you've noticed early on in the season?
I think definitely, because you can see what our team needs, where they need that spark in those certain spots. And usually it's a different thing every day. But overall, I just want to bring energy. And today we had a little slow start offensively, and I came in and tried to get some offensive boards and stuff going to the glass. And those are just things that I can do for our team to help us win. And those first few minutes, I really take advantage so I can see the game flow and what we need for me to come in and what I have to do.
Yeah. Jared, what happened tonight is probably what's supposed to happen. I mean, their entire team that is in their second year of Division One, and you guys are obviously an established program. So what do you take from a game like this at the end of the day?
We just try to, focus on executing our stuff. Every time you step on the floor, there's a chance to get better. They had some, they did some good things with their offense, gave us some work. So can always improve defensively. The more reps we get at anything, as a team, helping each other out defensively, is just the more experience we get, the better we're going to become. And, on offense, same kind of deal, just trying to run our stuff, try to be crisp, efficient. I think we still had too many turnovers today. We had nine. They tried to pressure us a little bit, trap us some stuff, but, it's things that teams are going to do in the future, probably at a higher level. So, there's always room to grow, and we just try to focus on ourselves and just try to execute.
Whoever wants to take this, Ken. I mean, we're less than a week removed from the Virginia game. Do you like the way you responded in the two games since and the however many practices you've had since then?
Definitely. I mean, I think all three losses, I mean, even with the Virginia game, they still were eating that away at us. So there's definitely some things that especially in the Virginia game, that just stuck with us. And I know a lot of guys took that personally. So just ready for, you know what's coming on Saturday. So we're looking forward to getting in practice and getting better for that one.